Marrying into the Royal Family, Part 1. There's a prince, romance, and usually a spectacular wedding. But marrying a royal doesn't always end happily ever after.
Fairy tales always end with Cinderella or some other heroine marrying her Prince Charming. They don't tell you if she then found it lonely living in that big palace, or if she had an affair with a handsome royal equerry, or if she developed bulimia while being the subject of an entire nation's attention. Those are not random examples, by the way. The recent history of women who have married into the British royal family has mostly not been a happy one. Of course, happiness was not expected in the past, when royals only married other royals, and their unions had a purely diplomatic function. But at least both sides understood royal customs and etiquette. That isn't the case these days, with Europe's royal families all accepting the need to expand their gene pools and marry commoners rather than cousins. The problem is that if you are used to the freedom of being a nobody, life in a palace can feel a lot like prison. Marrying a prince, one triumph, four fails.
The scandal of Wallis Simpson and King Edward VIII. In December of 1936, for the first time in history, a British king abdicated his throne. The crisis happened because Edward VIII wanted to marry an American double divorcee named Wallis Simpson, considered an unacceptable match for a king in those days. The affair between Edward and Mrs. Simpson, as she was then, still being on her second marriage, had long been an open secret that journalists kept from the general public. But when King George V, his father, died in January of 1936, their romance soon provoked a very public crisis. According to opinion of the time, if the new king married Wallis when her second divorce was finalized, there would be a surge of republicanism that could endanger the monarchy. After all, why should the British public see the royals as a distinct, superior class of people if an ordinary, reportedly ambitious and manipulative woman from Baltimore could become one? Ultimately, Edward chose to follow his heart and abdicate. He married Wallis Simpson, and the couple, now simply titled Duke and Duchess of Windsor, moved to France. His younger brother, George VI, father of the current queen, became king, and the chain of succession was changed forever.
The tragedy of Lady Diana Spencer and Prince Charles. More than 750 million people watched the fairy tale Wedding of the Century when Charles, 32-year-old heir to the British throne, married 20-year-old Lady Diana Spencer in 1981. Although she was from an aristocratic family, Diana had a popular touch that made her an instant hit with the public. He was the future king, but she was the star. That, along with the fact that Charles loved another woman, doomed their relationship from the start. Having naively believed in the fairy tale, Diana became bulimic and suicidal as the loveless reality of her marriage became evident. The more rancorous the two became, the more Diana used her glamour and stardom as a weapon. She used magazine covers like today's stars use Instagram, telling her side of the story through expertly managed photo shoots. By 1996, the Diana problem had become too much for the royal family to handle, and the future king and queen divorced. Tragically for Diana, the media frenzy she had in part encouraged led to her death in 1997 when her car, chased through Paris by paparazzi, crashed. To this day, Charles's image is tainted by the fact that many people still see him as a villain in the tragedy of their Queen of Hearts.